back to Swishing Edition with Caleb. So happy to be here guys today. This is episode number 8, I'm pretty sure. If you missed 1-7, go back and check it out. Come back to this one. Before we go into the first topic, I'm going to tell everyone that I was on another podcast called On the Court with Charles. Go check his out on all the he's on all the podcast systems. And soon enough, he'll be joining our podcast. If you want to know more about his, I'll be talking about it when he comes, when he goes onto the show. Attend to the first topic. A few weeks ago, it was released that Victor Oladipo would be getting season-ending leg surgery. And this team doesn't look any different, if not maybe better. I'm pretty sure they've gone 4-0 without Oladipo. And there's a few things I want to credit. But I'm going to start off with Nate McMillan. If you guys don't know, he's not a player. He's the coach. He's been on this team for the past 2 years. Last year, we saw what he can do with this Pacers team, taking them to 7 games against the Cavaliers. But then LeBron did what LeBron does and beat them. But it was very impressive, especially that first game they came out with a bang. And I think the best thing that Coach Nate McMillan has done last year and this year is, I don't know how to say it, but players who didn't live up to their full potential when they came to Indiana, he boosted their play. And these are two main examples: Domantas Sabonis and the man who was injured, Victor Oladipo. Last year, averaging like 23 game All-Star. This year, an All-Star. And if you missed episodes before, go back and check it out. I picked my All-Stars and then did a reaction. Not going to get into it right now. And Domantas Sabonis, who has been one of the players who improved this year and is a reason why they're winning. But it's this player who is really filling in the shoes of Victor Oladipo, and it's not a player that you would really think of. And no, it's not Domantas Sabonis has been doing great, but it's not the player I'm thinking of. It's not Darren Collison. It's not Thaddeus Young. It's not Miles Turner. It's Bojan Bogdanovic. This whole season, even while Victor Oladipo was playing, 43.3% from three. That's great. That's 3-point contest material. Talk about that in another episode. Go back and check it out if you didn't watch it. And the past 3 games, 23, 29, 24. He's averaging like 25 a game without Victor Oladipo. And like I just said, his 3-point percentage is what's winning, which making the team win. And, you know, Darren Collison, he brings that veteranship. That's a word. He's a leader on his team. And also Miles Turner, although he hasn't been what people want him to be like. His 3-point percentage in the past few games has been great. So the team is picking it up. And they're just, besides Bojan, I mean, they're playing the regular basketball. And that's winning basketball, clearly. I mean, last year when Oladipo got injured, they didn't know what to do with themselves, and they dropped like the 8 seed until Oladipo came back. But now we're really seeing these players' talents who maybe couldn't have been shown when Oladipo was playing. And and the player who I think is really showing his talent, not player, person, is, like I just said, like I talked about before earlier, Nate McMillan. His coaching ability is spot on to this team. And I have no problem saying this, that I believe that the Pacers are a lock for the playoffs without Victor Oladipo. And I'm going to give like a little clap for that, because people were writing them off, including me. I didn't, because the only glimpse we had of them with this team, because this team is fairly similar besides Tyreek Evans, who's also been doing pretty well. They have, based on what we saw last year, I didn't know if they can do it. But this year, they're proving me wrong and proving a lot of people. So, Pacers lock pro playoffs. When I look at this article, which I'm about to tell you about, it really annoys me, because it's not like this. We talk about the NBA as being a players' league, but when things like this happen, I mean, maybe it's possible. Let me tell you about it. Magic Johnson, allegedly tampering with Ben Simmons because they had a practice session and because Ben Simmons was training with Magic Johnson. It's just a legend coaching a similar play style. That sounded weird. It's a legend coaching one of today's young stars who happens to have a similar play style as Magic Johnson. I'm very upset that, I mean, he hasn't been fined yet, but they are, I'm not sure what they're doing about it, but they're calling it tampering, which I really don't like. And the thing I really don't like about this is because it was reported by Elton Brand, or he's the one who gave it in, who, if you guys don't know, was the Sixers GM. Like, I feel like he's getting scared that Ben Simmons is going to leave because he's just practicing with Magic Johnson. I mean, it really annoys me. I mean, we all know that Ben Simmons, he's staying in Philly with Joel and maybe Tobias Harris and Jimmy Butler all there on my next segment. But I'm just astonished. I feel like I know I've already clearly made it seem, or I feel like I've talked about it at least once, but I really don't like the media. And I know it's not the media, but maybe the media is just making it bigger than it is. I don't know. But the fact that a legend and who happens to be a GM and a NBA player are having a training session, although Magic Johnson does have a history with tampering. So I understand why they call it tampering, but it could possibly just be a regular training session with a legend and a great young star. But we'll see how this saga plays out. And now it's the last topic that includes the 76ers. My last episode, I'm pretty sure, was a trade deadline episode. And I said the Sixers trade probably is the most important, or is the best trade. And the Sixers are proving it right in front of my eyes. I mean, based on the 1.5 games I've seen them play, this lineup's amazing. And I thought that they were going to lose some bench. I thought they were going to lose some depth in this trade. But they're, based on the games that I've seen them play, or like the two, well, it's only been two games, but the two games, this bench has also been improved. And so I'm very happy that this team is rolling because my dad's from Philly and my brother's also a Sixers fan. So I'm watching the Sixers and I'm probably be watching them more because if you guys don't know, starting lineup, Ben Simmons, JJ Redick, Jimmy Butler, Tobias Harris, and Joel Embiid, there's only one player in that lineup who isn't all-star talent because Tobias Harris isn't an all-star, but he's close to it. And this is, without a doubt, the second best the second best starting lineup. And Elton Brand didn't do a lot of stuff in the summer, and people were upset about that. But trade deadline, he made some splashes, which I really liked. I think the Sixers completely ripped off the Magic. As in, like, the Sixers got a great return for a player we don't even know could shoot the ball. And it's not like Ben Simmons where he can do every other aspect of the game. Like, we don't know anything about Markelle Fultz. Sixers completely ripped them off, and the Sixers are rolling with their new starting lineup. Although it's only been two games, I just see a great future for this team. And the thing is, no matter how bad Jimmy Butler plays, he's still going to get the max contract. So the thing is, he might want, even though he's not getting his stats up, he's winning, or he probably will be winning, and he's going to get paid. So I think that they have a great chance of keeping at least four of those players. I mean, two of them are Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid are under contract, and they could sign Tobias Harris and Jimmy Butler to max deals. So, I mean, the starting lineup, it's amazing. And the reason I think they could beat the Warriors is because they have a much better bench. And I think I talked about it in my brother's podcast on the court with Charles. I said that I don't think I could trust Boban with good bench minutes, but he's proven me wrong. He proved me wrong against the Lakers. So congratulations to him and Mike Scott, who I talked about on the trade deadline, could be a great shooter. So, I mean, they did lose Landry Shamet, but I'm just gonna, I mean, Sixers, congratulations. I mean, you might actually make it to the finals. But also, while I'm talking about Landry Shamet, congratulations to the Clippers coming back from 28 down. And Landry Shamet had a big game. But, you know, Sixers are gonna, I'll probably continue rolling on. And I guess I'll see you when I see you.